Welcome to On Tuesdays We Co-Work, where I am co-working my way around London with my partner in crime, home slice, boss babe.
I think we got it, can we crack on?
Hi guys, welcome back on Tuesdays We Co-Work. And today I picked the topic because there is something on my mind that it's been brewing and the loose seeds been there for a really long time. But it's just, you know, when you have an idea and you know that something you should do and you know that everyone's doing it, but you just can't quite put together the puzzles that would click for you. And was it, I think on Saturday I had a little like light bulb moment, like, oh, now like I kind of found, I think, the perfect reason that, you know, it just makes sense to you. So what I've been thinking, I think first I came across this life coach, business coach sensation, I think, when I started listening to Jenna Scutcher's podcast, because I know that she had them. She's always been a big advocate about having one. And I was like, oh, you're so successful. Like, you are a life coach yourself. Like, why do you have more coaches? And it just, I knew and I understood and believed them that it works for them, but I just couldn't quite put it together. And then I had a chat with someone on Saturday. And it just, you know, when you start saying the sentence and it just rolls out. So like, yeah, it makes sense that people with 9-to-5 jobs has, you know, some sort of guidelines. I mean, this is your job description. These are your responsibilities. This is your salary. Like, kind of, you know, you have kind of a bracket that you fit in. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about taxes and stuff because we do that for you and we just send you. And, you know, you have kind of this, that's some sort of a rule book. And I don't say that probably, they, you know, who is a 9-to-5 job, they can benefit from life coaching as well from a different perspective. But what I was kind of more curious about is, for me, of how, because obviously everything that we do is a big goo. Mm-hmm. As in,
I love that.
As in, it's like, you know, it's, you do your accountancy when and how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. You put in any folder, you know, just very, whatever you want. You, within your profession, you do whatever you want in the style, whatever you want. You charge how much ever you want and how, you know, wherever you are at in your mindset and everything. And you schedule your time however you want it, and it just, there's no rules. So, okay, it's amazing that you have your friends, but I think how you and me became, from kind of colleagues, became really good friends, I think it's much harder to kind of interfere and say, like, we're going to still help and have, like, little signs of, hey, hey. But
I think that's not because we don't know how, like, it's not out of awkwardness. I mean, not on my part anyway.
Yeah, no.
But it's just we're too close to.
Yeah,
it.
That's that I don't see as I well because I'm clearly. So excited with you and yeah. I'm so sad with you that I'm kind of feeling, I'm resonating with the same feelings.
Yeah.
Although if I was to talk to someone else who's not involved in my life and just say like
outside of perspective.
Yeah, then don't be sad because it's not how it is.
Yeah.
Because what you take personally now is kind of feel that's personal to me as well.
That's so funny. That's reminding me of our conversation this weekend where we talking about like, you know, relationship stuff.
Oh yeah.
And how you literally were like feeling my exact emotion.
Exactly.
So it's like telling you was not like getting, which is not a bad thing at all. It's actually made me feel very warm and fuzzy, but it's not getting an outsider perspective anymore.
No.
When we weren't as close, it definitely was. But now I can see you getting emotional about things
that
happened to me.
I know, I'm really happy for you. But yeah, so this is what I want to kind of pick your brain on, because I know that, you know, you are a step ahead of me with this, that you've been working with a coach who helped you and you have the check-ins, and I just have so many questions.
Yeah.
On choosing and so like I think I'm ready. Like I think I got to the stage that I've kind of maxed what I can do. I kind of roughly figure out who I am and what I like. But I think now I need someone else's input on it.
Yeah.
And then yeah, it was just like, and I know that you mentioned about, because we had the, just guys, you know, we started having a really intense conversation here over a cup of tea, and we're like, shall we put the mic on, because I think we just need to record this.
Always do it. We meet, we catch up, we start having a conversation, we get into loads of topics, we're like, we'll talk about this in the podcast, I'll be like, I'll say this again in podcast, then it just doesn't happen.
No,
so we had to just stop talking, put a ban on ourselves, set up the laptop, and now we're gonna have it for the first time. So
yes, I'm kind of want to pick up where we left off, and I know you mentioned that, you know, are you working with one coach? And I agree with that probably you need different coaches for different perspective of life, and sometimes you need breaks, and Yeah, but what you said again, you said about someone that you think in maybe in the future working with a person who is a good fitness coach, and then the first thing that kind of popped in my mind, so do you think I should choose someone who is a photographer or like a visual creative who could help me? Is it, you know, is it good to work with someone who has some sort of insight of what you do?
I would say actually not necessarily at all.
Mm.
But again, I think it's all about stages, because the coach I'm working with right now works in the pharmaceutical industry.
So okay, so completely.
It's nothing to do, and it in marketing of the pharmaceutical industry, but nothing really to do with, I suppose you could say, pharmaceuticals, health. But if anything, the industries work opposing to each other. So there's not really any parallels in our business. But the parallel is that they are an entrepreneur and it's their own business.
Yeah.
It's her own business. So that's it. But I've already gained so much and feel that I will gain so much more over the coming months from it, because there are different levels of what you need in coaching.
Yeah.
And I think for a first coach, you just, if just having someone to be accountable to, it sounds like, oh, well, that's not something I should pay for then, because if I just need someone to be accountable for, I should just kick myself up the bum. That's what I used to think.
Yeah.
Anyway. But
yeah, that I still have that little voice in my hand that, can I just then, you know, do they, like, I have this little battle, like, do they know more than I know technically? Because I'm constantly on podcasts, reading books, trying to educate myself and keep an open mind and just hear different, you know, different entrepreneurs and their success stories and their way of making it.
Yeah.
So shall I just, like, sit down and make a plan? Because that's kind of what I can imagine that they would do, just kind of, well, I am a big, you know, just shove everything on a table and they help you organize it a little bit and kind of put it towards a direction.
It's really interesting because there are two opposing points here, because obviously I'm having coaching and I swear by it and I'll keep going into that bit more, and then equally I've got an episode coming up soon which is going to be like the practical things I've learned, so that'll be more practical. But
yes,
this one is about, like, the theory behind it. So, yes, I'm a big advocate for coaching. On the other hand, I've just started reading a book called The 12-Week Year.
Yeah. 12-week. I saw your post in the morning.
Yeah. And it's all about how to be productive and how to actually achieve things. And it basically
12 weeks, 12 years.
12-week year.
12-week year. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. For me, it was like in the bed when I read it. It was something about, like, how, like, 12 weeks can be, like, 12 years.
The 12-week year.
Or 12-week year. Then, for me, in my head, it was, like, something like...
Okay. So, it's basically saying that you can get... you can treat your life and your business in 12 weeks as a year, rather than you always plan for a year, and this year I want to achieve this. And they're saying to change that. And it's all about... There was a really, really amazing quote that I obviously posted on Instagram that was... Most people have the capacity to double or even triple their income with what they already have.
Yeah.
It's just about execution. So so the book is all about how to overcome execution, and it's about being accountable and setting in these things, which is sort of what you mentioned.
Yeah.
Like, if I sit at the table and just really get on it, can I do it? So the book sort of suggests yes. But I think what it shows me is that execution is a major, major problem for everyone, and that this book is showing you how to get from, it talks about how to get from what percentage you are at now to maybe 60 or 70 and just keep getting better. But having a coach, I think, pulls you back in. It just makes sure that you stay there.
Yeah.
Because as much as I am very, you know, we're both self-motivated, we both really care about what we do and we want to make it really successful. So we work hard and we sit down, we plan. But there's just another level that comes with having somebody else.
Do you know what I'm thinking? That what you did and the thing you never realised, that you basically, you outsourced the first tasks in your business. Because you're thinking that, oh, you want to, you know, maybe hire an assistant to organize your emails or take one task off of you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the coach does. That task that you would spend hours at home figuring out, making a plan, someone you call, have 1 hour coaching and tells you what to do straight away, just like a, you know, helps you and takes that thinking and because obviously they think about how they can help you. So when you kind of hang up, they're going to have thinking and planning, and then by the next call, they're going to give you advice. And I mean, I imagine, and they give you those tools. So you already save time on researching what kind of method I should use and all that, and they kind of just give it to you. So I think this is kind of one kind of outsourcing. It's a bit alternative,
yeah,
but does that make sense?
It does make sense, but equally I feel like I'm not 100% sure if that's what I'm getting from this. Like, I definitely,
again, I've never, so for me, I'm just from an outside of perspective for now,
so I definitely 100% benefit, but when I try and dissect how I benefit, I don't always feel like I get an answer.
Because something has changed. Like, since you've been with a coach, for you, everything's changed.
Yeah.
And it's just so, like...
Yeah, that's just really nice to hear, because I'm too close.
And it's just so, you know, fucking crazy. Because that's what Jenna said as well. Essence, that was the first, like, I think she paid, like, 12 grand or some ridiculous amount. I think she said it in the podcast episode, like, loads of money. For, well, probably sort of like, hawk course and some big guy. But I know she's had that best when everything's changed big time for her. And that's, like, since you've been working with her, I don't know, like, I remember you were coming home from your parents and you said that you had this chat with this woman and you're going to see how you can work with her in the future. Yeah. And then after that, for your financials, just like kind of clear, like the clear sky.
Yeah, everything changed so much. And I often wonder, is it because of that? Is it because it was a new year?
Were you ready? Would you be here without her or not?
Yes, exactly. And I think, I don't know, but I think that I wouldn't have the same level of clarity, and I don't think I would have the same level of maintenance.
Mm.
I think that maybe some things would still have happened. It would have still had some of the great stuff. But the level of consistency now, we're now in May, and this is the first time I've let myself believe, like, okay, this isn't a fluke. Now it's been 5 months and you've maintained, like, you are staying where you are. You keep growing. It wasn't just a good month or a good few weeks. And this is the first time I've allowed myself to think, okay, this is sticking.
Yeah.
And I think that is because of working with a coach.
Mm.
Because, so what it brings me back to my point is that what I'm getting from her is I'm like a puppy, right?
Yeah.
So, yes, a puppy analogy. I'm so happy that I got puppy analogy. So I'm going down the park and I'm a puppy that stops and sniffs every flower. Like, I see another puppy, I run off with that puppy, and then the puppy goes the other direction, so I run off with the puppy in the other direction. And then,
I can really relate to it as well. When you, okay, so when how I you say do puppy, business.
You know, I'm talking about men. Throw me off the course, like, let's be honest, get a bit distracted by a hot man.
Just to clarify, I'm not talking about men.
Oh.
I have one man in my
life. Okay, not all of us are there.
On the weekend, the podcast came up, and Mish said, oh yeah, I kind of know you, Glenn, from a podcast. And Glenn was like, should I listen to the podcast? I'm like, no, don't worry.
If you're listening, Glenn, there's a lot about you.
So
I'm a puppy, I'm running around, getting very distracted. And I don't have an owner, like you say.
Mm.
Not that I want one, but as an entrepreneur, there isn't really somebody holding us. Some stray orphaned puppy. Love it. It's got so many levels to it. But what I feel like is with my coaching, and I don't really, now this is where the analogy kind of drops. I don't feel that I'm on a lead. Like, I don't feel that I'm being controlled. But what I feel like is I've got, like,
someone has, like, a treat. Oh no, someone, like a man or a human person with a treat, like someone that you really like, so it gives you a goal. The coach gives you a goal, like a treat. So you're like, oh, that's my favorite treat. So I'm just gonna go that direction. And it's that treat is gonna overpower.
I don't know, because I feel like I have the treat that I'm very good at knowing what I want, and they don't reward me or incentivize me.
Okay. But I think we've really lost in this analogy.
But what they do, it's like a big, so I'm a little Westie.
Yeah.
Simba, my dog. And it's like a shepherd. What's it called?
German Shepherd.
And it's almost as if the German Shepherd is like putting its paw on me when I'm going straight. I'm like, this way. That's what I feel like.
Okay.
I have, you know this, I talked about Wanderlist and how much I love it. But my list, I'm actually going to show you because we're sitting by the laptop, has gone from just business strategy, PT, and Get Up and Grow Girl to now like 7 or 8 different categories.
Yeah.
But this is not a good thing, because it's just an example of me having so many things I want to do. But I always write them down, but then my lists are no use because there's so many different lists and I just lose focus. So I'll say some things have been on there for 4 or 5 months.
Like,
some things I do, some things I don't. But my coach is about okay, we mentioned this lot. So when we have a call, it's normally, last week we said, 2 weeks ago we said this.
So you do, you're doing it every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, yeah. Okay. What have you done to achieve this?
Yeah.
And then last time I had to be like, oh, no, I haven't yet. Because she said, have you listened to this video on, I think it was that law of attraction and stuff, because we're working on my mindset and my limiting beliefs. And I was like, oh, no, I haven't yet. But I was thinking that I want to do this. And she was like, okay, you need to do that. And then I was like, yeah, I definitely will. And then she was like, okay. And then we also spoke about you redesigning this part of your business. Very small thing to do with how I check in with clients. Have you done that? I was like, oh, I haven't yet. But and then she kind of did sort of hold me a little bit to it. And she was a bit like, I thought she'd be like, okay, we'll make sure you do that. But then she was like, you really have to do these things. Like, kind of had a harsh word with me. But then afterwards, I was like, oh, like, okay. Because I know that she's going to, you know, we're all kind of motivated by how people see us or something. Even though we try to change that, we don't want to disappoint.
But and also, I think you know that, you know, she's got your best interest at heart. You know, so she's saying it not because she wants to be mean or anything. She wants you to succeed because that means that she succeeded.
Yeah.
So you know that this, her questions are just for the sole purpose because she believes that that's going to take you where you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, she helps me prioritize because I have loads of things to do. I know what I want to do. But what I don't understand, and again, it comes back to this book, is about, it's called high value tasks. So the task, out of all of these millions of tasks that I want to do, which are the ones that actually move me towards my goal?
That's how I feel because, you know, I don't have a wand list or anything. I just have the wall, which just keeps growing and growing.
Eventually you're going to need a wand list.
And then Glenn said as well that one day my whole bedroom is going to be covered with, like, these post-it stickers. So because what I do, if I have an idea, if I want to do something, write it down, stick it on a wall. Sometimes why I like, because there's loads of just like motivational words in there as well. It just keeps me in check and stuff like live within your means and what I have, like, see, feel, shoot, and all these that kind of just helps me and motivate me. And what I always feel that there will be, that's more from like a therapy angle.
Yeah.
And then I have the ones that more practical ones, like I wanted to sort out like a good email template for asking for reviews and stuff. And I did that already and it's still up there. Because I kind of look at it and I'm like, I've done that already. And I don't really want to take it down just yet. But so I have these things and I have like bigger projects and smaller projects and, you know, sorting out my email list because there's still, it's kind of doing, but it's not really doing. Yeah. So there are loads of tasks and I just get caught up. There's so many things. And at the moment I'm at the stage to like, then I barely do anything. So it's not even I do anything, I just kind of focus on day to day.
Yeah.
I mean, what I write, I started, that was there to go to meetups or like networking is there and nurture your network. And I've started doing it and it's been working and I've been following up. So it's really good. But it would be nice just kind of tell my ideas to someone that this is who I am. This is kind of what I want. These are my first ideas I was thinking, and someone was like, yeah, that would be the major thing. So the rest, again, just keep it on your wall for now, but let's sort out this first.
Yeah, it's just because I definitely noticed, I think you would really benefit from it, because you and I, when we get together and we have chats, we always have something new that we want to do. Mm. It's great. We have full of ideas, but this book is saying exactly that. It says that many people live a good life, but very few reach capacity. They're like, imagine what life could be like if you fulfilled your potential. And I know that we've spoken before about, you know, it's not all about being the best, it's about being happy. But equally, there is like, imagine if we did put all the ideas that we have into, I don't think we'd be more unhappy. I just think that it's about, we just can't, as a single human, you can't manage everything by ourselves, right? We always talk about teamwork, but we don't have a team. So having a coach is like somebody can help us to create that sort of team aspect.
Yeah, you can't really bounce off ideas on anyone because of course, like, okay, who you could talk to who would understand what you're doing, it would be another photographer. I don't know how much I want to kind of expose my ideas to a fellow, like, competitor.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm not too jealous of what I do and I like sharing technical knowledge and stuff like that. I'm not like, because they could go on the internet and find it. Yeah. But something that I feel a bit more original idea, I'm not too comfortable you know, I'm probably stupid to say it because then someone else.
Do you know what? This, I know it's on. A little bit beside it, but I really wanted to touch on it. I was thinking it this morning that this is something I'm really noticing.
Yeah.
And feeling that obviously I'm with a lot of people that we do the same thing and that we're very closely connected, and that's great. And it's not, we don't, what I like is we don't come from scarcity mindset. We're very like, you know, open and, you know, someone else's win, someone else's gain of a client is not my loss and vice versa. But I sometimes think it's a bit too incestuous, and that actually I've realised what you have to do is take a step back and not be watching what everyone is, what each other are doing. And this is in terms of social media, I suppose I'm really talking about. Because, and I've read it before in different contexts, is that when you're doing mood boards, when you're building a business and a brand and you're looking for inspiration, say you're building a beauty brand, when I went to like a startup course, they said, so we don't look at other beauty brands' marketing because then it ends up being the same thing that we all produce.
Yeah, for instance, that's what I don't. I think I have like, I follow maybe 2 photographers on Instagram. I just, I know who I like. If I really want to, because sometimes I like looking it up and they have amazing feeds, but I just don't follow them, so they're not in the back of my mind.
Yes, exactly that. And so that's what happens, is that we're on Instagram, we're seeing what other people are doing, which is good, but then we're subconsciously being influenced by it. But then, you know, which is good if you're influenced by it, but often you keep seeing the same thing over and again, you just recreate the same thing.
So what's kind of the line in between inspiration
and imitation?
And,
and they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Obviously, that's true. But when you are the one imitating, and I find myself a bit, also sometimes it can demotivate a little bit. So there's like a few fitness, massive people, I'm not going to obviously name names, but with huge accounts. And I'm very happy recently about where I'm going, what I'm doing, my clarity of vision, what I want to do with Get Up and Grow Girl as my ultimate goal. And then I see these people and then I'm like, oh God, I'm never going to be like they're doing so, you know, they've already done this and they're this age and this age, and it's limiting.
For me, that's how I think, maybe that's another pro when it comes to a business coach or life coach, because when you talk to them, you're the only person and they're the only person in that conversation on that that moment, and they believe you and they inspire you only. And I think when you want to do it and try to do it yourself, and you're reading these books and you're reading and listening to podcasts or listening to seminars, then obviously you mainly hear about and hear from other successful people, and they're sharing their stories, and and I think it's amazing, inspiring. But I think when you do it too much, it can push you to that direction, like, oh my gosh, they've done all this, I can't do it. And then you just get a bit overwhelmed. But I think when it's just a one-on-one and someone just there and just constantly saying to you, you can do this, and I'm telling you what, and just then it's simplify it and just gives you a bit more core strength.
Definitely. And the other thing, the other thing I think is that when you say like we take in a lot of information, you and I, like, again, I did think for a year ago I would never have considered coaching. I'd be like, I would, no matter how much money I have, I can never sacrifice that much of it to spend on something like that. I would need to save it or put it in a mortgage. Like, I was always like, no matter how much money I have, I will always, that would be too much of a luxury. I used to think. And now I completely feel the opposite. Because, like you say, we take in so much information. I used to think, oh, we don't need it then because we do it ourselves. But the difference is just what you said, is that when you take in information, it's all about everyone else, what other people did, and what this person does, that person does, what this theory thinks. But coaching brings it all back to you. So we can listen and we can be like, oh, maybe I should do this, maybe I should do that. But when you have coaching, it's all about, okay, all the information out there, how are we going to make it work for you? And it just puts you back at the center. Because sometimes I think it's like information overload, just information. Information means nothing without execution, right?
Yeah.
So for me, coaching is just keeping me executing, because I'm full of ideas, but execution is where I just, you know, fall off the go and sniff a puppy or whatever.
And do you have any like priority? Is there any better with men or women having a female or male coach? Because I had a quick chat about, you know, mutual friend, and I think she might have had both. And I asked her about this, and she said that was something a bit different is, she feels, but again, it's her personal experience, that female coach is slightly a bit more empathetic.
So I know the actual situation.
Okay, here, fair enough.
And I don't want to go into it. Obviously, yeah. It's not our situation so much.
Well, just so for me, there's only thing I can go on. And I could imagine I think, you know, I know we're equal and everything, but I think that we built differently, female and male, and emotionally. I know there are different, you know, examples for both cases, but overall.
So, you know that I'm a, it's very interesting actually, you know, I'm very into the fact that, you know, man or woman, I believe that we are fundamentally different and therefore we shouldn't expect the same thing.
I think so too.
But I also believe, I don't believe in this thing about like, that we can't do something or that, you know, like, that we shouldn't work. Men shouldn't have certain roles, and
I think if we're fundamentally different, and I think we can both reach a certain thing,
different ways,
but it has to be a different way. Yeah. Don't say that. Oh, I'm going to do it the same way because we just
different. Yeah, to answer that question, I think in that situation, whilst one female coach may have been better in the situation, I think it's completely down to the type of person, their background, their qualifications, and knowing the people involved. Obviously, I didn't experience it though, so I can't really say, but. I just think it could be that's what I mean, that being a woman doesn't make us all have to act one way and being a man means another. So I would personally say, I don't think you can say you're better off with a female or male coach. I think you have to assess the individual person and look at things like.
And probably yourself as well. Yeah, and probably yourself that definitely. If you feel comfortable.
What you feel comfortable with 100%. So for example, I know some people would prefer to train with a female personal trainer.
Yeah.
Because day to day they don't want the different dynamic that comes. That's a different story. But when it comes to something like mindset business coaching, it's about, do you prefer speaking to a woman? Do you feel more comfortable? Those are the only things I say make a difference. But then it's all about what is the person's style? Because you get men who are much more to the point and a bit more
military style.
But you equally get women, a lot of men like, you know, think of people like Tony Robbins, and there's some other people out there, Jay Shetty, like very sensitive, emotional kind of.
Yeah.
So it's all about the person.
There and also, I think, you know, with female, what I can imagine that I know, I have a friend of mine who's a female, and she always feels very competitive around women. She said that she knows she shouldn't.
Yeah.
She knows it's not right and she's working on it, but she feels that as soon as they're like women, she just felt so, you know, if you're a kind of person who feels that in gut, then probably it's not too great, because then you're not gonna feel right with a female coach,
because
you don't feel that you're in a race with something or competing against, you don't feel that woman can support you. And we get, that's an issue probably that person should sort out first. And it's just like one more thing kind of came to me, because I know we're kind of wrapping up soon, but I read it, like I was researching coaches and who I felt or who I liked, who I didn't like, and there was one description, and I didn't read it all the way and now kind of regretted it, but she was saying there was one point, like it's like in frequently asked questions, that what's the difference between a therapy session and like a life coaching session.
Okay.
And it was just, I just read kind of the bold bits, and it was just saying that how therapy is more a backwards and thinking the roots of your problem, like when you go to a mental health therapist or and you have to go for the roots and talk about that and then solve it, how it affects you, and try to kind of release those tensions or the blocks that you built up during the year or during your life. Coaching is more about seeing what you have now and building a strategy, how you go with those and how you can maximize those. So it's more like accomplishment-based kind of direction, if that makes sense.
Because I'm obviously doing my life coaching qualification now, so it's really interesting to see both sides, like I'm seeing from the side of a coach and learning how to be a coach, and then also having one, so when I'm doing it, I'm like understanding more certain things that she's doing, and I now understand the thought process behind it. So it's actually a very cool experience. But
and do you think when you're going to be fully qualified, you're going to still carry on working with a coach?
Definitely.
For yourself.
Yeah. And that's one thing that is another point, because I get asked a lot as a PT. People say, oh, but, you know, if you're a PT, then you don't need a coach or something. And I don't work with a coach in fitness in the gym currently, but it's something I would definitely do in the future. when my priorities are there.
Is it you having a PC for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people often say, oh, but why, you know, if you know this, why do you need? And I think that's another limiting belief, is that you can always learn from someone else.
Mm.
So obviously I'm not going to choose a PT, a coach with less experience than me.
Mm.
I'm not going to choose just anyone, but I'm going to choose like somebody who's like really an expert in a certain area. So say I want to do strength work, then I'll choose someone who specializes in strength. And it's not just because, okay, yes, I can do that myself. I could train that myself, could learn more about that myself. But it's about, again, somebody making take you through the session.
Yeah.
So with the, I think you said the difference between life coaching.
Yeah.
Is that, I can't remember what I was going to say.
Because I was talking about like how therapy and when you're going from backwards and kind of releasing those. And then when you're working with a life coach, then it's more about seeing what you have now and building strategies with your current state. And
yeah, you said goal oriented. Yeah, and it is more goal oriented because it is, I think, helping to clarify the goals.
Mm.
Whereas I think therapy is more about dealing with emotions and understanding where you are.
Yeah,
which is obviously a very important part of any.
It's gonna be really interesting because, you know, I'm doing therapy.
Yeah.
For my mental health, and then I'm gonna start doing coaching, so it's going to be kind of going alongside. So I think that's, we can bring it back to another episode.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of doing an episode about therapy, so
we could
link them. But that was a valid point there, that when I was doing my life coaching qualification, it said that, you know, as part of that, you reflect on the areas of that person's life.
Yeah.
And they rank, you know, you can give them an exercise to show how happy they are with different areas. And for example, if health is one that they're not happy with, you would help them to set up things to strategies to overcome that, one of which might be therapy.
Mm.
So as a life coach, you could help somebody by getting them to have therapy as part of their life coaching.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
So yeah.
And probably therapy would kind of go back the other way, that if, you know, if I say that, oh, I feel a bit overwhelmed, I don't know what my life purpose is, I don't know if I'm happy in my job, what I'm doing, I feel a little bit lost, and probably the therapist can say then, oh, that's how you feel, then probably maybe work with someone who can help to work out your CV, or, you know, some, a business coach.
Yeah.
And last thing, so just I want to clarify everything, that is there a difference, or such a big difference between business coach and life coach? Because almost all websites I went to, they were like, I'm a life coach and a business coach. And I was like if like 90% of them can be both, then what's such a difference between them?
So I do think that business coaching is different.
Mm.
Because
if it felt like that, all of them were both, though, it's just like one course and
I
you
think
get it.
That you maybe have to, I think to be a very successful and efficient business coach, you probably need to be a life coach.
Mm.
Because being a life coach is more about understanding how to sort of fit in with the person and the ultimate goals, and it's a bit more about the bigger picture.
Mm.
Whereas a business coach, I think, is a lot more practical. So
would you say that you're doing more business coaching than life coaching?
What I'm learning?
No.
What
are you having with your coach?
I would say it's very much in the middle at the minute.
Mm.
Because what I know from business coaching, and from I had a business coach on the podcast, a different one, what is that it should be about helping you with the strategy of your business and telling you not what to do, but more what. So mentoring is more about helping you come up with. I think mentoring is about, I can't remember which way around it is. One is more about helping you to come up with it, and one is more about telling you what to do.
Yeah.
But business coaching, I think, is more about strategy and the hard details.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, so you want to create this much income, so what is our strategy? Like,
yeah. Because that's what more what I heard from you.
Yeah.
What you learned.
And from life coaching is much more about, so as a life coach, I wouldn't tell you, okay, you said you want to grow a business, so I think that you should sit down and plan out a marketing strategy that will attract people to your business. And like, I would actually kind of guide you there. Like, I wouldn't really ever say to somebody, this is what you should do. It's more about, I'll give you activities and things and to promote it to come out of you.
Yeah.
Instead.
Mm.
which I think all coaching is trying to get the answer out of the person. But with business, it can be more, in my experience as well, there are some more strategic things in place, like very practical things.
Yeah.
Talking about figures and giving it actual advice. But obviously, it could be unique to my experience.
Mm. So probably that's why it's, but I just don't know if do people need separate certificates to be life coach and business coach?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when you're life coaching, you can obviously touch on business. I think it's the more sort of overarching. Mm.
And then what you were, when you use the word mentoring, is it a third term?
Yeah. And I'm very confused now, so I don't know if I can tell you guys. Okay. But I think that mentoring is the one where it's somebody who's already done your exact business.
So yeah, you would be able to talk about. Do you remember when we went to that, I think it was an Endco event in a small business, and we went for that talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about mentoring and then how you should stalk that person and just be in their lives and then show up and then say, how can I help?
Do you remember? I'm not sure that's exactly what they said.
Well, it was something like that, like just like always email them and you're always there, and then sometimes you just have to meet up and then they're there and you just pick their brain and then you get inspired by them and they somehow like they become your mentor.
Yeah, I think a mentor is you find an individual who, and that's why I think it should be more informal, who has done exactly what you've done. So you learn from them and they can tell you what to do basically when a situation comes up. And a coach, I think, is somebody who maybe is not
just,
even in your business. Somebody
who
really understands people.
But you know, when your fire just kind of brings your fire back and your fire is going to kind of work. You know, it's not like.
I think a mentor gives you the answers. A coach draws the answers out of you.
Yeah.
A coach helps you to realise that you already have
the answers. That's what I was trying to express. Yeah. I just couldn't. But yeah, it's really interesting. I'm so excited. I really hope she's going to. It's really interesting. Like, so I found this randomly. I found this woman through Google.
Mm-hmm.
And then afterwards, I'm like, do you know what? I'm going to just look out a bit more, have a look if, you know, who's out there.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't stop thinking about her. Like, for me, I just felt like, you know, when you feel like...
Oh, you feel a feeling.
I'll just email her for now and then let's see and if she gets back to me and if we can find an arrangement that's works and if we're both happy. But yeah, and also personally, when... And I know it looked really good. Like, it was a couple of websites who were just, like, really flashy.
Yeah.
Like... You know, this kind of very modern website, very scrolly, very Instagram e-person people. Yeah. And I just, I don't know, for me, for some reason, I wasn't drawn to that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just like what you said about stages as well, that maybe for now I just want someone really down to earth and very, like, humble.
Yeah.
To kind of start me off, and then maybe later on I feel like, okay, now I want to go to the next level.
That's definitely, like, that's actually how we started this conversation, is that I'm saying that I'm very happy with what I've got now, but that I definitely see myself reaching out to somebody else in the future.
I think how you change and what you've learned, and I think in every relationship comes stages when you feel that you need some other impulses and it's time. So yeah, I'm really excited.
I think we should definitely do another sort of update.
Yeah.
When, you know, when you've got your coach, when I'm further down the line or I'm with someone else.
Yeah, and then when I can also draw, kind of see what's between the therapist and like mental health therapy and personal life therapy and when you're doing a coaching.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, so you guys are going to follow up later on and let you know
how. But I hope it's just giving you a bit of a clearer idea on what the purpose is, what it actually is, what the purpose is and how it can help you, because I definitely thought, oh, this is something not for me, it's not for young people, it's not for normal girls like us, but actually
I didn't know am I gonna be that big ever, do I need that, like, am I that lost? You know, can I just not find the answers to myself?
And if it's just also, so much... am I worth that big an investment? Because I think that you've got to think that you're going to really, you know, reap the rewards in order to invest in this.
Yeah. So no, agree completely. Yeah. So if you have any questions, I think Leela is a bit more of an expert in this, Phil. So just drop her a message.
Fresh as all.
And as soon as I'm more enlightened in the topic, then we're going to come back to you guys and do another episode on this.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed it and answered some questions that you might have had, and some, like, if you were in between of, like, you should or should not reach out to a coach. And most coaches, they offer, like, an hour free session. Yeah, they do, like, a consultation. So even if you just want to have a taster and just feel if, you know, you just, you can't really lose anything, just give it a go, try it, and you see if you felt like, okay, I'm pumped, or if it's too much, if it's too much pressure on you for you at the moment, they're not. But
the person's got to be right, definitely. They can be a great, great coach, but they've got to be right for you.
Yeah, and also most of them, they help people who are 9 to 5. So if you are 9 to 5, it can still help you just to get in your life or in your career, or helping you redo your CV and reach out to the right position that would help you feel that fulfillment in life. So I think that's it for today.
Alrighty, we will see you next week.
Bye. Goodbye.